Have you ever noticed how a warm bowl of chicken soup seems to heal more than just hunger? There's ancient wisdom in that instinct. Long before pharmaceutical companies dominated healthcare, humans understood something profound. Food isn't just fuel, it's information, energy, and medicine rolled into one. This insight forms the revolutionary core of understanding how what we eat shapes not just our bodies, but our minds, emotions, and even our spiritual lives. Consider this. While modern medicine has made extraordinary advances, chronic diseases continue to skyrocket. We've split the atom and mapped the genome, yet we're sicker than ever. Perhaps we've been looking in the wrong direction. The answer might not lie in the next pharmaceutical breakthrough, but in something far more fundamental, the food on our plates. This isn't about fad diets or quick fixes. It's about reclaiming an ancient understanding that our ancestors knew intuitively. Eating is one of the most powerful acts of self-care we perform daily. We've been taught to see food as nutrients, grams of protein, milligrams of vitamins, calories. It's like understanding a symphony by analyzing instrument chemistry. Something essential vanishes. Food is alive, or was recently, and that aliveness matters beyond nutrition labels. A fresh apple from a local orchard contains the energy of something alive just hours ago. Compare that to an apple stored 6 months and shipped across continents. Chemically similar, perhaps, but energetically, not remotely. This explains why fresh meals satisfy more than reheated leftovers and why grandmothers insisted home-cooked meals were healthier. When we fragment whole foods, we disrupt their natural balance. White flour, white rice, and refined sugar have been stripped of components that held them in equilibrium. Your body must draw from its own reserves to process these incomplete foods, depleting rather than nourishing. Even temperature affects food's energetic quality. Hot foods support our metabolic fire, especially in cold weather, while icy drinks slow digestion. Americans' obsession with ice-cold beverages might reflect an attempt to cool the excessive internal heat generated by our high-fat, high-protein diet. Balance is health's most fundamental principle. Your body constantly performs a balancing act, using food as its primary tool. Chinese philosophy's yin-yang spectrum captures this. Foods range from expansive, yin, sugar, alcohol, tropical fruits, to contractive, yang, salt, eggs, red meat. Grains and vegetables sit in the middle as natural balancers. We naturally balance opposites without thinking. Italians pair acidic tomato sauce with starchy pasta. Japanese serve pickled vegetables with rice. Americans reach for milk with cookies. The protein and calcium literally balance the naked carbohydrate of sugar. These aren't cultural quirks, they're intuitive wisdom about food chemistry. Your blood maintains a precise pH between 7.35 and 7.45. Even 0.1 deviation can be fatal. Most fruits and vegetables are alkalizing despite tasting acidic, while grains, animal proteins, and sweeteners are acid-forming. Traditional diets worldwide instinctively balanced these opposites. Your metabolism operates through anabolism, building up, and catabolism, breaking down, aligning with daily rhythms. Mornings favor elimination, evenings support repair. No single way of eating works for everyone. The standard American diet pairs refined carbohydrates with excessive protein, balancing sugar with fat like juggling chainsaws. This fragmented approach connects to heart disease, cancer, hyperactivity, and depression. The Pritikin approach drastically reduces fats and salt while emphasizing complex carbohydrates, bringing excellent results for obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. But follow it too long and you may develop deficiencies in fat-soluble vitamins and essential fatty acids. High-protein, low-carbohydrate diets cause initial water weight loss, but often lead to tension, lethargy, and inevitable carbohydrate cravings. Some thrive on plant-based diets, while others become weak without animal protein. Vegetarian diets heavy in raw vegetables have a cleansing effect, beneficial but not universally appropriate. Macrobiotics considers season, climate, ancestry, and activity, yet can become too restrictive. The optimal approach emphasizes flexibility and wholeness. Draw from traditional diets worldwide, fresh, locally grown, seasonal, naturally grown, traditionally prepared, and culturally appropriate. Aim for roughly 20 to 25% fats, 10 to 12% protein, and 70 to 75% carbohydrates by calories. Balance comes from focusing on beans and whole grains, which are naturally balanced. Cow's milk contains 3 times more protein and 4 times more calcium than human milk, excesses that can clog elimination organs and form mucus, breeding ground for infections. Most adults worldwide are naturally lactose intolerant, as lactase production stops after weaning. Meat is contractive, acid-forming, and energizing, building strength through high protein. Excess consumption clogs vessels, causes putrefaction, and stiffens joints. Modern meat carries antibiotics and hormones that pass to consumers, supporting assertiveness but potentially causing lethargy and anger. Cereal grains contain all major nutrient groups, coming closer than any plant to complete nutrition. Their complex carbohydrates ensure steady blood sugar, supporting sustained concentration and holistic thinking. Beans and grains form complementary pairs worldwide, providing more usable protein together through protein complementarity. Beans offer warming, bodybuilding protein without meat's cholesterol, fat, and toxic nitrogen byproducts. Salt, white sugar, and oil are the most unfood-like substances we consume, pure mineral, carbohydrate, and fat. Refined sugar depletes B vitamins, calcium, phosphorus, and iron while creating physical addiction with withdrawal symptoms lasting days to weeks. The best quality fats, extra virgin olive oil, unrefined sesame oil, and ghee, provide essential fatty acids without oxidative damage. Cooking transforms raw ingredients into safer, more nutritious forms by softening fiber, making nutrients bioavailable, and inactivating harmful bacteria. This pre-digestion process frees energy for higher cognitive functions. Archaeological evidence suggests cooking may have enabled civilization itself. 7 major cooking techniques range from expansive to contractive: boiling, steaming, sautéing, broiling, baking, deep frying, and pickling. Boiling disperses nutrients into liquid, while dry heat methods concentrate flavors. Quick cooking suits warm weather, long hot methods suit cold. Fermentation produces bread, wine, cheese, beer, pickles, and miso, enhancing flavor, improving preservation, and supporting gut health and immunity. Food serves as both nourishment and medicine. Traditional remedies include fruit and vegetable juices, teas, miso soup, garlic, umeboshi plums, kuzu starch, and soft rice. Taste should guide selection. If a remedy tastes good, your body likely needs it. Headaches signal systemic imbalance. Expansion headaches from excess liquid, alcohol, or sugar respond to contractive remedies like gomasio or umeboshi plums. Contraction headaches from tension or salt need cooling remedies like fruit juice. Colds aren't threats, but messengers alerting us to misalignments. Unexplained depression or mood disturbances often stem from physical causes. Substances in food, particularly sugar, milk products, and wheat, can trigger brain sensitivity reactions, causing fatigue, irritability, anxiety, and depression. Food and sex share an intimate biological connection. Refined sugar and processed dairy are most problematic, affecting hormonal balance and nervous system function. High sugar consumption may contribute to impotence and premature ejaculation, while dairy products correlate with female reproductive problems. Couples might honor biological differences rather than eating identically. Women tend toward anabolism to support pregnancy, requiring more selective food choices. Men generally need more protein and larger quantities. When changing your diet, withdrawal symptoms appear as the body eliminates waste. Even health food regimes pursued beyond balance generate fear and guilt, emotions more damaging than minor dietary indiscretions. The revolution isn't discovering some new superfood. It's reclaiming timeless wisdom, real food, prepared with care, shared with love, eaten with awareness.